Before we start this episode of CFD's Podcast for Good, let's give a little shout out to our presenting sponsor, WSECU. WSECU has been a part of the community since 1957 and has been supporting the CFD in a big way since 2011. Thanks to them, we were able to bring you spectacular events and promotions like the Masquerade Ball, Golf for Veterans Tournament, and our incredible First Week to Give, which has been responsible for raising tens of thousands of dollars in donations to charities throughout our community. For more on how WSECU serves charities throughout our community, visit www.wsecu.org/community. And of course, visit our website to find out more about our incredible partnership with WSECU. And now, here's the show.
Ew.
All right, here we go. Here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Podcast for Good, Season 3, Episode 6. We are talking about heart health. My name is Philip Kerrigan. I am the program manager of the Washington State Combined Fund Drive. I am joined by a first timer to the podcast and to the show. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. My name is Kaylin Mitchell.
And what do you do here, Kaylin?
I do a hodgepodge of things. I feel like I answer phones. I help with all the different programs. I'm learning how to build chapter. So, yeah, I kind of do whatever they tell me to do.
That's right. That's right. You do, including being on not one, not two, but three podcasts.
Yes.
Three podcasts. So, Kaylin helps the CFD out whenever she can. She's a part of the amazing front desk team at the Secretary of State's office. Kaylin, this is your first podcast ever.
It is.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You're gonna do great. So we are talking about heart health today. We're joined by the volunteer visitor coordinator of Mended Hearts, the local chapter, the Olympia chapter, Diane Caputo. She talked to us a little bit about what her organization does for the community and how they help people kind of navigate through really intense procedures, like surgical procedures. So it was really interesting conversation. We talked a lot about, you know, how she got into it and what her line of work is. Before we dive into the actual interview, Kaylin, I'm going to bring back an old favorite. We're going to do a question of the pod.
Okie dokie.
Heather Lucas usually asks me this question.
Okay.
All right. So let's start there. What disease are you most scared of?
Disease.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you not want to have?
I feel like, is this a dementia? I feel
there
like
you go. Yeah.
That
dementia.
Something that I've seen just impact people.
Yeah.
Loved ones of people who have the disease and then people who have it themselves. I think that would just be really hard.
Yeah. 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 That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for me, it's heart disease.
Heart disease?
Up. Like, yeah. The minute I saw this on the thing, I was like, heart disease is super duper scary. I don't want to go through the pain of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just not really
fun.
Does not sound like fun to me. Mm-mm. Yeah. So I think probably, okay, so we're going with dementia, which is a really good one. It's pretty tough. It like lights fire to your life and the people around you.
Yeah, it's sad. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
It's everything.
Yeah. So the really cool thing about talking with Diane is she talked a lot about Mended Hearts and what they do for people who have those exact feelings, those feelings of like, what is about to happen to me? I'm scared. And so we kind of navigated through how they help people. We're not going to take up much more of your time. We're going to hit you with some facts and figures. I got trivia for Kaylin, her first time on, and I already have trivia. So we're going to take you to the interview with Diane. Here it is. All right. So we are joined by the volunteer visitor coordinator of Mended Hearts Chapter 130, the local chapter here in Olympia, Diane Caputo. Thank you for joining us, Diane.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
So first of all, let's start with an easy question.
Okay.
Can you give us a little history of Mended Hearts and what exactly the organization does for the community?
Okay, yeah. Mended Hearts actually started way back in the early 50s.
Okay.
A really interesting surgeon called Dr. Dwight Harkin,
mm-hmm.
who was already operating on soldiers in the Korean War.
Oh, wow.
He was actually pulling shrapnel out of soldiers' hearts, and they were living.
Wow.
Which is kind of like, for the first time for people to live after anything happening with their heart. So he immediately was like, what else can we do on the heart? And he actually went on to start performing heart surgeries, valve surgeries on people. And one day in his office with a few of his survivors,
mm-hmm.
they were just sitting around in some chairs saying, we know this is the way of the future.
Mm-hmm.
The heart is going to be operated on. How can we encourage people that are going to be going through these kind of surgeries into the future?
Mm-hmm.
And one of them said, well, it is great to be alive and to help others. And that became their motto,
mm-hmm.
and it still is today.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably on everything that we write. And it just grew from there.
Right.
And that was back in 1951, and now there's about 300 chapters across the nation.
Wow.
We cover about, probably like 450 hospitals.
Oh, my goodness.
And here at St. Peter's is one of our hospitals. And we've been at St. Peter's for 26 years.
Okay. And so you guys serve the Olympia area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's only 5 chapters in the whole state of Washington.
Oh, wow.
So, and we're really spaced out. They're up in Bellingham,
mm-hmm.
Bremerton, Wenatchee,
mm-hmm.
Spokane. And us.
And what does assistance from Mended Heart look like? How do you get involved with the process of heart surgery or anything like that?
Yeah.
How do you guys usually do that?
Okay, well, we have trained visitor team members, of which I am one. And each of those volunteers, first of all, has gone through some kind of heart event themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we actually go into St. Peter's Hospital. We are given lists of patients and their families who are going through surgery, who are recovering from surgery, or any kind of heart event that the staff there feels, they would definitely benefit from a visit from someone who gets it.
Right.
And so we get that list and we go in and we basically say, hey, we've been in the bed too. We understand the whole physical and emotional side of something
mm-hmm.
unexpectedly or expectedly happening to your heart, and then dealing with it for the rest of your life.
Right.
So so that visitor team goes in. We have team members in the hospital 4 days a week.
Wow.
And then we also have monthly meetings. So we consider ourselves ongoing education and inspiration for that heart patient.
Awesome.
Once diagnosed with heart disease, you've got it for the rest of your life. So
you're
battling that in your body for the rest of your life, and we're there just to help them and, alongside them the rest of the way.
Awesome.
So keeping up with local tech, local community events, the latest technology, mm-hmm. things like that, helping people with diet and exercise, anything heart related.
Yeah. That's yeah. Right. Awesome. So, now Kaylin's going to ask her very first question ever.
Yes, very first question ever. So how did you get into this line of work?
I qualified. Back in 2004,
mm-hmm.
I had 2 mild heart attacks. The first one, I didn't have a clue.
Yeah.
I didn't have a clue. It was a profuse nausea and sweating came over me first thing in the morning.
Wow.
I was 42.
Yeah.
I thought I was pregnant.
Oh, wow.
It felt like morning sickness.
Yeah.
And I laid down, and in about 10 minutes later, it passed. I get, definitely a weird thing. So off I went about my business. 3 days later, though, I was just sitting on my couch doing homework with my youngest, and something started pushing me into the couch.
Wow.
And I went, weird thing on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Definitely a chest discomfort on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I took 2 aspirin, made some phone calls, walked into St. Peter's saying, something funny is going on with my heart.
Yeah.
And they kind of looked at me like, okay, well, she's not very old. She's not overweight. I didn't look like a heart patient that you would stereotypically think of. And they said, okay, well, bear with us. We'll go through the tests. Anyway, 2 days later, I was in the catheterization room. They thought they could fix my problem with a stent. Two stents later,
oh my gosh,
I was on my way to bypass surgery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So my poor husband in the waiting room was like, what are you doing to my wife? Yeah. But my issue was a congenital one that they couldn't position the stent where it needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so they left him in there and bypassed the area.
Mm.
I ended up with a triple bypass that day.
Oh my gosh.
So so I can definitely relate to the stent procedure and open heart surgery to other folks that are going through anything.
Right.
And
because that can be a scary, scary deal.
Definitely scary. It's scary. You don't know what your future, you know, is going to be looking like.
Yeah.
I had thoughts of like, great, I'm 42, I'm on the way downhill.
Right, right.
You know? But now, I 15 years later, I get to tell people, no.
Yeah.
I actually got a fresh start. They actually found out what the deal was in there and fixed it. I've mended. And now my job is to keep it mended, take care of what's been done so that I don't end up in the bed. And that's our mission for others too.
Yeah.
Yes, you're in the bed, but let's get you well and keep you out of that bed.
So
I qualified. So I about 5 years later, after my youngest went to school, I found myself saying, hey, I want to get back and give to other heart patients, because not everybody has a great support system, first of all, which is really helpful. If you're going to heal from a heart event, you just need support, because it's a daily decisions that you're making. So I started volunteering at St. Pete's. I didn't really remember anything about being visited by Mended Hearts when I was there,
because
you're just so out of it.
Yeah.
But Mended Hearts has actually been at St. Pete's for 26 years.
Wow.
So I got in touch with St. Pete's, who got in touch with Mended Hearts and went through the process.
Yeah.
And I've been there. I've been visiting there for now 10 years.
Amazing. How do you connect your volunteers to the patients that they serve? I mean, is there a process involved, or are they really, is it really just this person on this floor is having open heart surgery next week? Let's just assign somebody to it. Is there a science to it, I guess, is the biggest
question.
There's
definitely a process. You know, every volunteer definitely has to go through the process of becoming a hospital volunteer. So you definitely come under their authority. And then we definitely we have to come through the authorities that be at the hospital too. So we check in with charge nurses, which are they're all so helpful, because they know who would benefit and not. And we check in with charge nurses. The unit coordinators also give us lists, and so. But mainly we check in with every nurse of patients that we see, so that the patient can first of all know that this stranger's coming to see them.
Right.
And, you know, and they usually are like, oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, I would love to see them. Because as soon as we walk in and they realize, whoa, you know, you don't look so bad yourself. And and I do. And they immediately think, okay, I can do this too.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's very rewarding.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. So the hospital definitely lines us up with the people we see.
Okay.
And then the hospital also, our board member volunteers to coordinate with the hospital and community professionals to bring in our speakers for our monthly meetings too. So we've got a whole board members that volunteer too.
Cool.
In that way.
Cool.
Yeah.
In what ways have you seen the lives of patients improve once they have regular peer-to-peer interaction with you guys?
Yeah, it's usually you don't know it unless they come back and tell you.
Yeah.
But just we can walk into a room and actually see the anxiety level of both the patient and the loved one.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting next to them.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Go down a notch or two just because we've walked into the room, just because we say we get it, we've been there, and just to say, hey, and if you do need anything ongoing or, you know, more after you're done and you're home and everything is trying to get back to normal. Just the fact that they know someone's out there that cares.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know we've touched people, and plus they say so. You know,
yeah, do you get follow-up from that?
Yeah, people come back and say, wow, you came and visited me, and that meant a lot. You know, it doesn't mean everyone's going to turn around and become a Mended Heart member.
Mm-hmm.
That's really not, maybe I'm wrong for saying this, but it's really not what I'm about.
Right.
I'm about giving the hope when they're right there in the bed wondering, now what?
Yeah.
You know, now what? And when we walk in, they say, oh, okay, I can do this. And their faith level just goes up.
Awesome. Yeah. Roughly how many patients do you serve a year? And do you know the total anymore of how many Mended Hearts is actually kind of connected with here in the Olympia area even?
Oh, my goodness. Here at St. Peter's, we do keep a log.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because National takes care of all those statistics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So each month we turn in how many patients we've seen and what type of procedure they've gone through, because some procedures they like to keep track of.
Sure.
Our visitor team, there's about 9 of us, come and go. We visit about 1,000 patients and their families each year.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so almost 100 a month.
Wow.
And it includes anything from, you know, someone that came in with a heart attack, who they thought, nope, let them talk to Mended Hearts. They're here. Mm-hmm. This is somebody who's received a heart transplant, you know, and anything in between.
Yeah. I was looking at the website for Mended Hearts, and it had something called Little Mended Hearts.
Oh, yeah,
can you talk about that?
Little Mended Hearts. Yeah, it's heart-wrenching. We don't have one locally here in Olympia, but there is one in Tacoma.
Okay.
It's not that people wouldn't like one down here, but it takes volunteers to get started. And Mended Little Hearts is for those little ones that are born with the congenital heart defects,
or
just heart problems. And these families are just, they need more help than just like an adult would.
Mm-hmm. Right.
These families have other children. These families have a lot of doctor's appointments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They've got a lot of questions. They need a lot of support. And so these families of Mended Little Hearts get together, the same kind of thing, for support, encouragement, keeping up on the latest technology, what's available, what has helped your child through this, and just other children knowing they're not the only one that's got this hospital issue or this doctor issue that they always have to go to.
Right, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, and often the Mended Little Hearts can, you know, they'll grow up and then they'll, you know, maybe become the Mended Heart. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's kind of like this lag time where you kind of like no longer the child, but you're no longer you're not yet the older adult, you know, like that I would be. I'm in my 50s, but
that's
Mended
pretty
Little
cool.
Mended Hearts is a place for them. And
that's really awesome.
Yeah, the Mended Little Hearts chapter in Tacoma is like booming.
Yeah. Cool. Let's say somebody does listen to the podcast and they like what they hear from Mended Hearts.
Yeah.
What sort of things do their donations go to fund?
Yeah. We have a membership, you know, which does provide like every member. We have about 50 members, but mostly we exist on donations. Mm-hmm. We're a charity, state charity. So we do take donations, and that's basically how we exist. People say, you know, I believe in your cause. Da da da. Immediately they would fund these heart guides that we give each and every person we visit. It's a, what would you call this? A brochure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
A booklet, more like a booklet.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, oh, you've had a heart event. Well, here, this is what to do now. 101.
Yeah.
This booklet kind of gets you started, kind of prompts, questions in for you that you can be asking your cardiologist, kind of defining terms that you're probably being spoken at about, and we give each and every person that we visit these heart guides, and the national office provides the heart guides, but we have to pay for the shipping.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So each heart guide's probably like a dollar to ship. So any donation would mean one more heart patient is going to get the heart guide.
Mm-hmm.
We also have, and I did bring an example of one. We also have a book called "It's the Cardiac Companions."
Yeah.
Booklet that we like to give to people who have actually gone through surgery.
Oh, wow.
Because it's a book that it's a book that I put together after my surgery and realized that everybody kind of goes through these common denominator baby steps. And for people that I might miss or people that I just know would get more if I could just visit with them longer, I say, hey, take this home. And if you get something good out of it, pass it along to someone else. And then we also put out a newsletter. So donations would go to providing all these people that want to stay in contact with us. A lot of them are older and they don't have email.
Yeah.
Because we try to send out email, which doesn't cost anything. But those that still have the snail mail, we're able to, you know, probably, you know, keep those people on our mailing list too, because we have to pay for our printing and and shipping costs for that too.
Yeah, got it.
So we definitely have costs, but we're definitely, you know, a low budget kind of existence because we don't have to pay for our speakers.
And
the hospital does provide our meeting rooms and things like that.
Yeah,
so.
Amazing.
Do you have any events or programs coming up that you'd like to highlight?
Yeah, well, we always have our monthly meetings.
Okay.
Our monthly meetings are always the first Thursday of the month. So our next one would be March 7th. They're held at Providence St. Peter's Cardiac Rehabilitation Classroom.
Okay.
So if you've been through a heart event, you know where that is.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Our next meeting will be featuring the benefits and the importance of exercise.
Oh, cool.
A heart event. Yeah. Yeah. And the director of cardiac rehab is going to be there.
Yeah.
And actually the retired director is going to be there. So the two of them are going to be speaking at that meeting.
Excellent. So, yeah. Awesome. Well, Diane, thank you so much for coming on to the podcast and talking a little bit about Mended Hearts and what you guys do for folks who are going through some pretty profound stuff.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. And so that was our interview with Diane Caputo. She was pretty awesome. Really great. Really great conversation. Super nervous. It was her first time on a podcast. That was great. How do you feel you did for your first line of questioning?
Pretty good. I was nervous too. She was very like calm and collected and very put together, and I was over here like, shaking in my boots.
When that first question came, did you think to yourself, I gotta get this right, I gotta get this right?
Yeah, I was like, read it correctly. And I was like, don't sound too happy, because it's like, we're talking about heart surgery. Like, don't sound too sad, because I don't want to depress anybody.
I think overall, great question asking. You did a really great job. Nice job. Heather Lucas would be very proud of you.
Yay.
But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to hit you with some trivia. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. So I will preface this by saying this is some of the saddest trivia I've ever done. And I'm sorry.
On Valentine's Day?
I know. Well, yeah, you're right. Good point. But yeah. Okay. Okay. So, Kaylin, are you ready?
Yes.
How many people die of heart disease every year in the United States? I'm going to give you a range of answers. Okay. And then you're going to give me which one you think is correct.
Okay.
100,000? 400,000, 600,000, 1 million.
I would probably say 600,000.
That is correct.
Oh!
One out of one. I mean, you're celebrating heart disease.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry. I did not mean to do that.
I realize now this is going to be a really hard trivia to celebrate.
Yeah,
I
because get that you now. Don't want to be right. I wish it was the lowest number possible.
Yes, yes. But 610,000 people die every year in the United States of heart disease. Over or under? Pick a number. This is a simple one.
Okay.
Pick a number over or under. How many Americans have a heart attack every year in the United States? Pick a number over or under 600,000. Which do you think?
Over.
That is correct. 735,000 Americans have a heart attack every year. 525,000 of those heart attacks are a first-time heart attack. So you can imagine where you're like, you've never had this happen to you before. And oh my gosh, and it, suddenly your life has changed. Mm-hmm. So that was a really interesting one. And then the final of our sad trivia, over or under, all you got to do is an over or under, the percentage of people who actually call 911 when they're having a heart attack, over or under 33%.
I would say under, just because we're taught to think like, no, it's not. It's something else, you know, and so we don't.
You are correct. It is under 33%. 27% of people actually call 911. They're having a heart attack.
What happened?
That's crazy. So if you're having a heart attack, there's only a quarter percent. There's only a quarter of a chance that you're going to actually call 911. people, call 911.
Yeah, I'm going to call.
For crying out loud. I mean, call it.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Yeah, so that was a crazy one. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, maybe you think, like, yeah. when Diane was describing her symptoms, there's a part of you that goes, well, that doesn't sound like the symptoms of what I've been told is a heart attack.
Yeah.
Right? So you could be like, I don't know, it's weird, maybe I have indigestion or something like that, and maybe you don't actually...
Yeah, because she said she was 42, she didn't fit the, right. like... Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so, I mean, call 911 if you feel like it's close, for crying out loud.
And I've heard, too, like, calling them, you know, you can't go wrong.
Right.
I mean,
right.
you don't have to go on the internet, you don't have to do anything, it's just call.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Call, just call.
Yeah.
I feel like just call.
Just call. Yeah. Call me, maybe.
Yeah, that's right.
We should play that at the end.
Yeah, yeah. So that was our interview with Diane Caputo of the Mended Hearts Olympia chapter. Give you some upcoming events with the CFD. So we will have our Olympia Thurston County recognition event on March 1st. That's coming up here in the next couple weeks. Then we venture off to Spokane on March 8th. We actually have the date. March 8th is Bellingham.
Yes, March 15th, I believe.
There
is
it is, March 15th. Kaylin should know. She booked all
yes.
of them. March 8th is actually Bellingham. It's a lunch at the Northwater Restaurant. Looks very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then March 15th is Spokane at the Steam Plant Grill. For those of you who have ever been to the Steam Plant Grill, it looks good. And then March 20th is the King County Recognition Event in the evening up at the Mountaineers Club. So we have all the recognition events ready to go on the calendar. If you are a volunteer in any of those areas, sign up to go to that event. That is it for us today. This was an excellent episode on heart health. Thank you very much, and we will talk to you next time.